小猫宝宝们，你们好 ，Hello Panda Cubs， 欢迎回到小猫宝宝故事 ，Welcome back to Panda Cub Stories。First things first， 第一件事儿。The story you are about to hear is part one of the legend of 女娲 a story I told a while back.
接下来的故事是我之前讲过的神女女娲的故事的第一部。
Now, 女娲 was a powerful goddess.
女娲呀，她是一位神通广大的女神。
And she is known far and wide for two particular stories.
关于女娲的著名故事有两个。
Today, 今天 I'll tell you the first of these stories.
我会给你讲第一个故事。
The legend of how 女娲created us, the first humans, that is.
那就是女娲造人的故事。好，准备好了吗？
Ready?
我们开始讲故事吧。
Let's begin our story. In the beginning, 在一开始 there was only she,
世上只有她。
Her name was 女娲，
她的名字叫做女娲。
And she was as tall as the mountains,
身体跟高山一样高。
And with eyes that shone like stars,
双眼像星星一样亮。
女娲向海中望去，女娲 looked to the sea, and she saw fishes swimming to and fro.
她看见了鱼儿们游来游去。
She looked to the sky,
她又向天空望去，
and saw birds flying in flocks,
看见鸟儿们在一起飞。
But though she searched high and low,
但她找来找去，
she could not find another like herself,
她却找不到和她一样的人。
女娲 was terribly lonely.
女娲非常孤独。
For there was no one,
因为没有人
with whom she could laugh,
能陪她一起笑。
Or dance,
一起跳舞。
Or sing,
一起唱歌。
She sighed softly,
她叹了一口气。
And that sigh sent a gentle breeze blowing across the land.
那口气变成了一阵微风，吹向了大地。
She sat down by a river.
她在河边坐了下来。
And lifted her head and looked to the sky.
抬起头向天空望去。
And there, she saw gray clouds.
她看到了灰色的云
which hid the sun from sight.
遮住了太阳。
So, 女娲 lifted an arm,
女娲便举起一只手
and reached for the sky,
伸向了天空。
And she parted the gray misty clouds,
她拨开了灰蒙蒙的云层
letting golden sunshine,
让金色的阳光
shine through onto the river below,
照在下边的河面上。
女娲 looked down into the river, now shimmering with sunlight.
女娲低头看着闪耀着阳光的河面。
And she saw someone else.
而在水中她看见了另一个人。
Someone else gazing back at her.
那另一个人也正看着女娲。
女娲 leaned closer.
女娲靠近了一些。
And that someone leaned closer too.
那个人也靠近了一些。
女娲 smiled.
女娲笑了笑。
And that someone smiled back.
而那个人也笑了笑。
And as Niwa gazed at her own reflection, Niwa 看着自己的倒影 she suddenly had an idea. 她突然有了一个主意。I will make myself some companions. 我为自己创造一些伴侣 and I won't be lonely anymore. 我就不会孤单了。And so, she took a handful of soft mud from the riverbank.
她便从河岸上拿了一些泥土
and fashioned it into a person who looked just like her.
做成了一个和她长得一样的人
except much smaller.
只不过这个人小得多
about the size of you and me.
跟你和我差不多一样大。
Niwa placed the little mud person onto the ground.
Niwa 把小泥人放在了地上。And as soon as its feet touched solid earth, 小泥人的脚刚着地。
It began to laugh, to dance, and to sing.
它竟然开始欢笑起来，又是跳舞，又是唱歌。
Delighted, Niwa made another mud child.
Niwa 高兴极了，她又做了一个小泥娃娃。
And then another, and then another,
做了一个又一个。
Before long, there was a crowd of them around Niwa.
没过多久，一群小泥人围绕着泥娃，又唱又跳。
And the sound of laughter and delight filled the air.
空中充满了欢乐的笑声。
These panda cubs were the very first humans.
小猫宝宝们，他们呀，就是最原始的人。And Niwa
loved them very much.
女娲非常疼爱他们
for they were all her children,
因为他们都是女娲的子女。
From that day on,
从那天开始
女娲 was no longer lonely.
女娲不再孤单了
for her children had children,
因为她的子女又有了子女
and those children had children too,
子子孙孙。Generation upon generation, 一代又一代
until the whole wide earth was full of happy people.
直到世界的每个角落都散布着幸福的人们。
And that's our first story.
这就是我们第一个故事。
Thanks for listening.
感谢收听。
Next week, 下个星期, we will hear the second and more well-known of the Niwa legend.
我们会听第二个更著名的关于女娲的传说。
And that's how Niwa repaired the sky.
女娲补天的故事。
In October, 十月份的时候, after I've settled in at Cambridge,
当我在剑桥大学安顿好了以后,
we will return to the story of Journey to the West,
西游记。我们将会接着讲西游记的故事。
I look forward to telling you more about the Monkey King.
我期待着继续给你们讲美猴王的故事。
Lastly,A note to our podcast listeners. These remade episodes now have illustrations and transcripts. You can find them on our website, pandacubstories.com.
最后给 podcast 听众们一个注意，这一个新制作的剧集现在有插画和剧本了， 你们可以在 pandacupstories.com 网站上下载。As always, if you like what you hear, please share us with your friends. 如果您喜欢听这些故事，请给我们分享给你的朋友。好 ，See you next week. 下星期见。